That's right. This your motherfucking boy. This your boy, man. This your boy, Cat Daddy. You already know what it is, man. Hey, show about to go down. You been hearing it all day. That's right. We taking it out the United States. That's right. Me and DJ Castle Banks are taking it out the United States. You already know what it is. Hey, we got Africa. We got the Bahamas. We got Australia. We all over the place. Hey, first and foremost, though, if you're in North Carolina, you're in the Winston-Salem area, hey, man, shouts out to Trey Gang Entertainment. They're going to be out there at the Full House. They're going to be out there at the Full House doing their thing December 16th, a tour drive. So if you ain't got down, you in the trade for Winston-Salem, you listen to it, they go out there. Go out there and show Trey Gang some love. The Full House on Liberty Street, that's right. They're going to be out there taking up tours and shit December 19th, that's right. Trey Gang, Full House, December 19th. They go out there, show them some love. Hey, my boy Fat Dad got some shit going on. We're going to let you know about real soon, too. Hey, you already know what it is. This your boy. What it do?
Man, you already know what it is. It's your boy DJ Casper Banks, Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs in the building. Shout out to the Carolinas. Cat Daddy, Underground Talk Radio, what it do?
What it do?
Man, you it's amazing to be here, man.
You already know what it is. But hey, show about to be off the chain tonight. Let them know what's going on and shit.
Man, well, you already know, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. We're going all the way around the world with this, all the way from Africa to Australia, back to the Bahamas. Shout out to each and every one of those areas' name, man. We leaving the continent tonight.
Yeah, we leaving the continent. When they told you we were leaving the continent in the United States, we is leaving the United States.
That's right, man.
We on
music everywhere.
Hey, we on U.S. Air, we on Southwest Airlines with a badge 5 feet.
Yeah, first class.
Hey, you already know. Hey, I can't wait to get them on because I really want to see what the hip hop scene is like over there. You know, that's real new over there. I know they listen to our hip hop, but I want to know what the scene like over there.
Exactly. Well, we getting ready to find out tonight. World, you about to find out what it's like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's artists everywhere. You know, these artists is definitely working hard because Africa, you know what I'm saying, it's like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning over there right now. So they over there, they should be asleep, you feel me? Australia, they just now waking up, you know what I'm saying? It's early in the morning, the sun just came out over there. Yeah, it's dark where I'm at, Cat Day. What about where you at?
Yeah, it's dark where I'm at. And you talking about they just waking up, Yeah,
the birds is chirping over there in Australia.
Yeah, birds chirping. Man. Hey, that's a whole nother continent. Whole nother time zone. They on a whole nother day.
Exactly, man. Well, you know what I mean, man. You know, I ain't no stranger to different time zones. Shout out to the Bahamas, too. They coming through. They on the same time schedule as we are with this Eastern time, you know what I mean? But shout out to everybody, man. That's a whole lot of effort that they putting in to make sure that you, the listeners, get to know what's going on around the world right now. You know, they doing this for you. You know what I'm saying? They want you to hear what they got going on and hear about their story. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to appreciate that. I know I do.
Yeah, I know that. I know I do, too. You going to stay up to 3 o'clock in the morning, hop on my radio station. You know I appreciate you.
Yeah, man. You already know, man. A lot of people tuned in tonight, man. They loving what we got going on. They want to hear what's going on around the world, so we're going to bring it to them.
We're about to bring it to them full in effect. Hey, you already know. Hey, our club here, he's stopping by. Hey, I love his new website, too. Hey, he doing a real big number. He's moving that website really fast.
Yeah, exactly, man. You can find my mixtapes over there. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to put your new mixtape over there, that Street Coalition. I know that's going to be over there. He gonna feature that thing too. You know, he definitely rock with us, man. Shout out to B-Chan, iClubHere.com. I love that website. You can find both of the Music's Most Wanted mixtapes over there on iClubHere.com. If you don't get it off of coasttocoastmixtapes.com, it's definitely going down. Speaking of that mixtape, man, you know Volume 3 getting ready to be dropping real soon, man.
Oh, well, no. I can't wait for it. When you going to drop
it? Man, you know what? That's still undisclosed, but what I can tell you is that thing is about to be jumping. Shout out to all the artists that supported Music's Most Wanted Volume 3, which is an official Coast to Coast mixtape. That thing is about to be crazy. Z, that's all I can say about it, man. We're going to be sponsoring it through Coast to Coast as well. So, you know, we about to get it in.
For sure, for sure. I know some Street Coalition is still coming to you. I just had to push it back a little bit because I'm really working on this radio thing, trying to get this 24-hour site right. So, as soon as I get done with that project, because I got a whole lot going on. I got about 10 things on my plate at one time.
Yeah, man. We ain't no strangers to hard work, man. That's what I like about you, Cat Daddy. You ain't never slacking. You know what I'm saying? You always trying to upgrade, trying to do something better, something different. And the thing about it is, it's not for you. It's not for me. It's for them. It's for these new artists that's up and coming. You know what I'm saying? That need a platform and a place to be able to be presented. So, you know, next time you see my man Cat Daddy, salute him.
Yeah, for sure. Because I can't rap. I can't use. Wish I would try to rap. Y'all probably could get y'all little 6-year-old niece or somebody to rap against me, and they'll murder me.
Man, you said they gonna do you like the Apollo. They gonna have a dude come out tap dancing and move you off with the little cane, huh?
Yeah, with the cane, just go ahead and sweep me off the stage.
Man, it ain't gonna be like that, man. Cause you gonna be with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Even when we can't do something, we still make it look good. You know what I mean?
For sure.
That's what you got to do, man. Hey, shout out to everybody that don't know. You know what I'm saying? You can do anything you put your mind to. Make sure you keep your head up, keep your head to the sky. You know what I'm saying? You know, throw your prayer to in there and get it done. You can do anything you want. Anything you put your mind to, you can do it. It's not impossible. We're making a way. And that's why we're bringing these artists to you from all over the world tonight, because they making a way, too.
Yeah, and they doing their thing. They working hard. You already know what it is. And, hey, you can't down them when they working. Yeah, you support them when they working hard. Because when they ain't doing nothing, hey, don't say they ain't doing nothing because you ain't supporting them while they working hard.
Exactly, man. You know, they getting it in, man. I did not know that artists in other countries have mixtapes, too. I bet y'all didn't know that either.
Yeah, I ain't know that neither. That's something new.
It is new, man. You know what I'm saying? It is new. But after tonight, it's not going to be new no more, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we aim to do. We are unifying the world with this music thing. You know, most definitely, man. Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Banks. You know how we get down?
You already know how we get down. Hey, I'm about to go to one of these mangles, and then I'm going to get right back to you.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. First and foremost, shout out to Set, that's BLF. Shout out my GMC niggas, man. Shout out that boy Styles P and Foul Minds for doing they thing on this shit. You know what I mean? No. But you already know, man, I gotta come in that Carolina swag, man, and put a little magic on the track. You understand what I mean? No. Hit me up on that YouTube.com/straightguap. Yeah, they're amazed at the brilliance that I hold in my head. So when I drop, they shot like I was shot and I rose from the dead. I'm nice, not like I'ma let you hold bread, but nice like when I write, niggas hold their head. I'm in the sewer, writing on all these sheets. I'm like Tupac, writing till I fall asleep. I sold that Tupac, what my fam needed to eat. I'm like New Lock, we keep a gangster in these streets. Be a left in a hood near you like a pawn shop. I'm hot more than what it takes to make the corn pop. I won't stop till I'm on top, boy. Classic when I drop, like Wayne with the hot boys. She pulling on my jeans to give her a touch. She said when we made contact, I gave her a rush. So I pulled her on the stage and made her shine for a minute. She'll never forget it, even when the party finished. I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah. Nigga, I'm ghost, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, to wealth, so we hustle. Day and night, like sleep is bad for our health. Nobody gonna give it to us, fuck a handout. So we got drugs in our plan with our hand out. We raise our hands just to stand out. You want more grams and in the pants? Well, damn, let me jam to the stash house. I'm looking at the news just to see the signs. About to see a revolution through the fucking blinds. Kill a motherfucker if he fucking with mine. Like Steve-O with the blow, they loving my lines. My eyes on the clock, cause I find that there's money on the minute, so my mind is on the time. I'm blowing on that lime, got bars like I'm trying to push a little iron. I'm who the people eyeing, yeah. They never seen a star this close. Audio coat, they never heard bars this dope. I'm ghost, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm ghost, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm ghost, cause I gotta get paid.
You already know what it is. Certified banger. Hey, I got you another banger right here. Tony B, what it do? AOG Music, stand up. You already know what it is.
R.I.P. BGZ. It's the Fuck With Me mixtape, nigga.
AOG is fucking awesome.
Grind certified. You know we do it. Niggas hate it. Fuck. We getting his money. Just a young nigga, us, nigga. And these niggas hating on me. Cause we young and getting money. I'm on my grind like a skateboarder. The way I grind, you would think that I was skateboarding. Swag surfing on the track, cowabunga. I'm going all in on it like a fucking pumpkin. I got a bad brown bone and I call it pumpkin. Snicker thick, got an ass on it like a dunkin'. I got a box of blueberries blowing California. Hard as soft as I give it to you how you want it. I hustle, 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 hustle. I be going hammer. Young soldier can't touch me. MC Hammer. I'm just a young nigga hustling. Yeah. And they hate cause I get money.
This is the Fuck With Me mixtape.
While I'm smoking weed, smoking sour D's, how you did the tree? Counting up the paper, it'll never fold. No ice on, bitch, I'm rocking straight gold. Blow cold, but you know I'm flamed up. Talking slick, and you bound to get flamed up. Every time I hit the scene, it's a motion picture. Shit's asking for my number, Facebook and Twitter. Rubbing all over the kid, trying to feel my dick.
Certified banger right there, Tony B, hustling, fuck with my mixtape, AOG, what it do? Hey, what it do?
Hey, what's good? This your boy B10.
What it do, B Jam?
Man, chillin'. What's going on, Cat Daddy, Castle Binks?
Not much, working.
I feel you. You know I had to stop by and get that PSA today.
You already know. Hey, we stopping in Florida before we take off. You know every airline got to stop at a halfway point. So we stopping in Florida before we take off.
Yes, sir. We're here to talk about iClubHere.com. And today is nothing more than a better day and a perfect representation of exactly what this website is about. You know, like y'all was saying earlier, worldwide, man, unifying the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Filling in all the gaps, bringing everybody together. So y'all need to go check out iClubHere.com. You can upload your music if you just like to download music. You know what I'm saying? It's a place to get free music. I'm going to go ahead and spell it out for y'all so y'all pay attention. It's iClubHere.com.
Okay, okay. They need to get that, man. They need to get that ASAP, man. Go ahead and put that contact information out there in their ear too, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all can catch me on Twitter at BB_CHANL for Florida. You already know I got to hold it down. You can catch me on Facebook. You can type in Trey B. Chan Watkins, T-R-E-Y. Again, BCHANWATKINS. Y'all can follow us at iClubHere on Twitter as well. Like our fan page on Facebook, iClubHere.com. You just type it in the search bar, it'll come up. But seriously, if you're serious about your music, if you're trying to get out there worldwide, not just here in the U.S., worldwide. So you're reaching out to the artists in Africa, people in Australia, people in the Bahamas, China. You never know who's going to, you know what I'm saying? You never know all the little countries out there. You never know who's going to listen to your music, man. So if you're serious about your craft, you're trying to get out there worldwide, come upload your music on there. And if you, you know, if you're not an artist or a DJ and you just want to find music worldwide, come on there too.
So yeah, you are with a, you don't know who on us, so hey, why not? You ain't losing shit.
Exactly. And it's free. I can't stress that more, you know what I'm saying? It's free. It don't cost you to sign up, it don't cost you to download. So don't waste any time. Get on there right now.
It's simple as 1, 2, 3. And y'all,
yes, sir.
Y'all feature artists, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the best part about our website, man, is we're putting you next to the mainstream artists. So you'll be next to the Lil Wayne, you're next to the 2 Chain. You know, your mixtapes are up there. So when people are coming in, typing in your names or typing in the big names, they're going to see your mixtapes right next to them.
Okay. And he telling you the truth. When he got you beside Drake,
Exactly. There's no divider. So you don't have to worry about, you know, you go to one page, it's mainstream, then you click on the other page. You're right there. You know what I'm saying? I can't stress that anymore.
You can't stress that no more. Y'all do videos too, don't you, man?
Yes, sir. I'm with a company called Global Raptor Productions, man. We shoot music videos. We do commercials, promo videos. So, I mean, y'all, we basically on our side over here, man, we got the whole shebang-a-bang. You know what I'm saying? Anything you need as an artist, we got you. You know? And then, of course, we got DJ Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Binks. So, you know what I'm saying? We got the whole thing on our side.
It's a one-stop chop shop. You got videos, you got a website to put your mixtapes, and then you got somewhere to come play your mixtapes, and then you can get on some mixtapes.
Exactly. So, I mean, come mess with us. It's the dream team over here, and that's worldwide, too.
That's,
you know what I'm
worldwide.
Saying?
Go on ahead, man.
Oh, no, I was just saying, it's worldwide, so you might as well mess with us.
You might as well mess with it. Hey, it's a dream team. Like you said, it's worldwide. You really about to see how worldwide this is real soon.
Exactly.
Now don't try to hop on the band like I say on every one of my shows now. Hey, get it on why it's going up the mountaintop. Don't try to jump up the mountaintop knowing you can't get to the top of the mountaintop trying to dunk on the mountaintop. When we at the top of the mountain, hey, don't try to jump up the mountain. I don't want to see you do that.
Right.
Exactly.
Get on it now. Get on it now. It's brand new, but it's taking off right now. I'm telling you, the website's clean. Man, it's the hottest website out right now. I'm going to put it to you like that.
Yeah, it is. I co-signed that, man. Go get that Music's Most Wanted Volume 1 and Music's Most Wanted Volume 2 off of iClubHere.com. It's going down, man. B-Chad, what it do?
Man, just chilling, just grinding, man. Just staying focused, you know, trying to get to it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Ain't no other way around it, man. You got to definitely do what you got to do out here, man. Now, aside from iClubHere.com, which to all the artists that's listening right now, you most definitely need to go and upload your mixtape to iClubHere.com right now. Hey, don't wait another minute. You ain't doing nothing anyway.
Hey, I know what you're doing. That girl didn't say that on Facebook. Oh, yes, she did. Hey, get the hell out of here. Download your mixtape. Hey, we got a call right here. See what this call is talking about. Hey, what it do? You on the phone with Cat Daddy, DJ Cash Banks, iClubHill.com. B Chain.
Yes,
what it do?
Hey, what's going down? What's going down, Cat Daddy and Banks?
What's up, man? What is?
Yeah, Kenny Wrong.
Kenny Wrong, what it do, fam?
What's going down, man?
Nothing,
grinding, man.
Yeah. Hey, just tuning in to the show, man. Just checking out the things y'all got, you know.
Well, I definitely appreciate that, man.
It's all good. All
right. We waiting on them new bangs, Kenny Wong. When that new mixtape gonna drop?
Man, it's coming, man. It's coming. I'm working hard to get it done, man. You know, I had a few sidetracks, but it's coming.
Okay, okay.
The question is, where you going to upload it?
Hey, as soon as I get it, I'm going to upload it. Matter of fact, I can upload my old one, man. I can upload that, like, ASAP.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
All right, no doubt.
All right. Hey, go ahead.
Y'all say it's iClubHere.com?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead and put... go ahead and put that contact information in their phone on Kenny Wong.
Yeah, the contact information, you can catch me on Twitter at I said you could catch me on Twitter at at KennyWrong245, I'm sorry.
Okay.
On Twitter.
All right.
And on Facebook is kenny.rome.1.
Okay.
At facebook.com. Email address, kenneth.gray245@gmail.com.
All right. For sure. Y'all need to get him. He up down in Gary, Indiana, working.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Shout out to you, bro.
For sure. Appreciate you calling in, man.
It's all good, man. Shout out to everybody on the show, man. I'm just here to listen in and, you know.
All right.
Speak. Yeah.
All right. Back with you, B-Chan.
Yes, sir.
Hey. You already know what it is.
Yeah, some big things popping over here, man. We can't stop.
So what you got planned next? What's the next plan?
Well, shoot. Besides the iClub here just popping off, man. We've been getting a lot of different DJs and artists. We got a lot of people over in Europe that's starting to jump on the site too. So. But besides that, the biggest thing that's about to drop now is with Global Rapture. You can also check out their website at globalrapture.com. That's That's GLOBALARAPTURE.com. Sorry about that, globalrapture.com. But we're about to drop Scotty Boy. That's with MMG, Maybach Music.
Yeah,
We actually did a video for him that's going to be dropping very soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
Now, when cats from overseas send y'all music, how y'all do that? Y'all do that the same way, or
It's the same way. It's the same way. It don't change. All they got to do is, I mean, it's real simple. We made it as simple as possible. We don't try to get all your personal information. Simply, you put your email, you make your username and your password, you sign, or you know what I'm saying? You send that information through, you get approved, you can upload, download instantly.
Okay, okay. Hey, what it do? What it do?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Hey, I just called to compliment old Casper. I mean, I can't talk long, man, because I'm on my way to work, but I wanted to compliment Casper. I picked up a couple of his mixtapes out of my barber over here in Indianapolis on Pendleton Pike, and I just wanted to let him know I really enjoyed it.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
All right. Y'all keep getting down and doing what you're doing.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
Hey, B-Chan.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the line. We're going to get right on back to you. I'm about to throw to the joint real quick.
All right.
I got this Kenny Wong joint. I'm about to throw to this Kenny Wong joint. It's cool.
Yeah.
So you already know what it is.
Boy, DJ Casper, man. Kenny Wong, what's good? Yeah, it's Kenny, what's good? Reflections of my mind. The new mixtape, go get that.
Fresh out the barbershop, to the crib, so I can shower. Got my threads laid out, back out the house in an hour. Phone call from a chick who said, what's up with the sour? Loud smoke, loud pipes, when my motor be rumbling. In that 70 Monte Carlo, when the jam be thumping. I got the phone press, stressing about to get in the dump. Loud music, smooth grooves, if I whip, be busting. In my Q45, I'm whipping and dipping and sipping and tripping to my destination. Trying to avoid certain situations that might involve an unexpected vacation. So I cruise, but best believe I got my boots to have you fools. Before I reach my destination, got to make a couple of moves, fool. I ain't stuck in position. If it's money to be made, best believe that's my mission. Cause tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace, and let the good times roll. But tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace, and let the good times roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. And the jack got me feeling like I smoke some roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace to let the good times roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. And the smooth pace, and the jack got me feeling like I smoke some roll. I'm up at the roof, gotta find a place to park. Look like a jumping no Saturday, especially after dark. So I proceeded to the door, forgot to leave my weapon. Old Terminator, not my Smith and Wesson. Back to the ride. To suck my Terminator from Astra. Quick to pull my dually if I absolutely have to. To the ride, a black Benz pulled up in window drive. Was hoping this wasn't one of those situations that I had to make my pistol pop. But no, it was a voice of a lady. Took a look, Mr. Knee, yo, what up, baby? Got a show at the ring, she was having a couple of drinks. So I sat in the ride to have a couple of drinks. Cause tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace to let the good times roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace to let the good times roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. And a smooth pace in the jack got me feeling like I smoke some roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace to let the good times roll. Tonight I'm on cruise control. And a smooth pace in the jack got me feeling like I smoke some roll. Headed back to the whip after I finished my drink. Put my heat under the seat so I could go in the ring. She grabbed the keys from her purse and said, I see you inside. Hit the button on her keys and secured the ride. So I proceeded once again to the front of the club. Seeing all the people in line, but they show me love. Fresh dressed, headed inside, smelling like gas. And grabbed another drink at the bar, ready to be the back. To the DJ booth to see if he queued up my track. Had me all lined up, so I gave him some gas. Cause tonight I'm on cruise control. Lay back, get a steady pace to let the good times roll.
Yo, what up? It's Kenny Wong from the studio figuring out how to make a cast for things. Shout out to Coast Coast Mixtapes in Gary, Indiana. Yo, let's go.
Cruise control by Kenny Wong. You all want to know what it is. Hey, B-Chan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, go ahead, put that contact information in the air one more time before we let you go, man.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all pay attention. Y'all follow me on Twitter. Capital B underscore capital C H A N capital F capital L. You can check me out on Facebook. Trey B Chan Watkins, T R E Y B C H A N W A T K I N S. The website, iclubhere.com. We are bridging the gaps in the music industry, bringing EDM, hip hop, the producers. I can't forget about the producers, too. I got to make sure I stress that. You have a spot on there to put your beats on there so you can get out there as well. You can follow iclubhere.com on Twitter as well, iclubhere, and then like our fan page on Facebook. Again, iclubhere.
Okay.
And that's with us, man. We worldwide.
For sure.
Worldwide. Right, straight up. And again, to everybody that don't know yet, you can also go get those Coast to Coast mixtapes. Music's Most Wanted, Volumes 1 and 2 on iclubhere.com. If you haven't already, go upload your mixtape to iclubhere.com. And if you don't have a mixtape to upload because you're not a musician, then go download all of your music from iclubhere.com. He got everything, all the newest, all the latest, all the hottest. Go get it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Already know. Appreciate you calling in, man. Come back anytime.
Thank you, thank you. Shout out to Cat Daddy. Shout out to Castle Binks. Make sure y'all go get that Music Most Wanted Volume 1 and 2. For real. It's right. It's featured on the website, so when you go on there, it's a little scroll thing. You'll see it. It's nice and flashy. You'll like it. But make sure you download those two mixtapes, for real.
All right.
And shout out to everybody in North Carolina, South Carolina, everybody worldwide, as a matter of fact. You feel me?
Worldwide, baby.
All right, man. I'm taking off.
All right. You already know what it is. Hey, what it do? You on the phone with Cat Daddy, DJ Castle Banks.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Walt Gully representing East St. Louis, man. And shout out to Cat Daddy and DJ Castle Banks and both the Carolinas, man. I'm in here.
What it do?
It do.
Yeah, I'm in here, man. Man, I appreciate the blessing for y'all rocking with me one time tonight, man. You know, I know it's a bit hectic, man, but I appreciate you all taking the time, man. I'm glad to be here.
Most up, man. Well, you already know, man. You know what I mean? We got an international night going on.
Uh-huh.
We got Australia about to come through. We got the Bahamas about to come through. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to have you come through on such a busy night, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's you got to understand, man. I'm definitely grateful and thankful for the opportunity, man. You already know. And man, I appreciate it.
You coming in out of East St. Louis, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, man, go ahead and, you know, put your contact information out there so the people can follow you, find you, collab, all of that.
Okay. Well, my Reverb Nation is ReverbNation, you know, .com / I am Walt Gully. That's all one word, I am WALTGULLY. Twitter is the same thing, pretty much, at Walt Gully, at WALTGULLY. You know, and pretty much networking is the name of the game. You need to do anything, just holler at your boy, man. Shout out to Casper Binks, man, for holding your boy down as well. So, you know, pretty much anything you need to do, just holler at you. Hit me on any one of those sites, I'm in.
Okay, for sure, man. What you got going on right now, man?
Right now, man, you know, my alias is The Grinch. So, by it being Christmas coming up, I'm doing a mixtape. I'm dropping December 18th called Grinch Season. I'm cooking that up, the Iron Wall Gully Project. Jess, I'm finna make that available for download in like a week or two, so anybody that can get can grab that. But the project that I'm working on right now is Grinch Season. It's coming along pretty well, and it's gonna be ready for release and digital distribution December 18th. So definitely, you know, if y'all trying to hear something new and catch on to something new and an unsigned artist who hustle and grind, man, definitely go cop that.
For sure, for sure.
So the Grinch stole Christmas. What you taking from him, Walt Gully?
No, I ain't stealing Christmas, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, you going to have to just buy that album, though. The Grinch stole Christmas. You got to be.
Hey,
what's the game?
Hey, man, you know, I mean, hey, I feel like I named it, Grinch season. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring clarity to that. I call it the Grinch season because, you know, this is the, you know, it's Christmas, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's kind of like multiple meanings because, like, I dropped I Am Walt Gully in the summer, you know what I mean? And I kind of took the beginning of the year off and, the third quarter, but I kind of feel like, you know, this is my season and it's my turn to try to, you know, come back and go a little harder than I did before. So that's pretty much, you know, what that means. And, I mean, hey, if people feel like I'm finna steal Christmas, and I'm finna, well, I mean, be that as it may. I ain't trying, that ain't what I'm looking for, but I'm gonna turn it down, you know what I mean?
Yeah. One thing that I'm gonna tell the world, you know what I'm saying, because we got the world tuned in right now. One thing I'm gonna tell the world about my man, Walt Gully, right here. You know, for one, he rock with Coast to Coast, of course, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely a hard-working artist, but you can call Walt Gully, or I do, I call him all times of night. And the man's always working. I done talked to this man at midnight before, and he's working. Matter of fact, when I talk to him, he's eating some fish.
Yeah, no, that good old Ching Chong, man. He's eating that Chinese, man.
Hey, look, he in the studio eating. Yeah, you know I mean, he queuing. He's in the studio recording. He's doing everything, talking to me at the same time. You know what I mean? So that's what I call a grinder, man. So how much sleep do you get on the average night, Walker?
Man, I don't even know what that is anymore, man. You remember that time? Hey, man, you remember that time, man? I had just dozed off, man, and you hit me, man. You know what I mean?
Walking cold up out of sleep.
Yeah, I know, right? You know what I mean? I forgot what that is, man. Sleeping all
He said, I forgot what sleep is.
Man, yeah. On everything, man. There's no days off with this. Y'all know how it is, man. Especially when you're trying to come up as. It's a million other artists trying to do the same thing, man. So the day you take off, is you pretty much put yourself behind the pack. So you can't take a day off.
No, you can't, because as soon as you take off, somebody else got your idea and they winning with it.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. Then you sitting back with that look like, man, if I woulda, no, I can't take no wouldas, man.
Exactly, man. Well, I tell you what. I mean, I'm 24 hours, you know what I mean? Like, straight 24-hour service, and everybody listening right now knows that before I even said it. You know what I mean? 317-529-1309. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get at me all night, all day, coast to coast mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? And everybody knew that already, but I was just reiterating that. But, you know what I'm saying? Back to you, man. I know you got the mixtape going, you know what I'm saying? So, what inspires you to keep on doing this thing, man? I mean, you know, you already done said that there's so many artists, and, you know what I'm saying, it makes it difficult to, you know, to be different. I mean, what makes you want to continue to do this and stand out the way that you do?
I mean, there's a lot of different reasons as to why I want to stand out and what inspires me to keep going. My first inspiration, and I'm going to keep everything kind of short and sweet, but my first inspiration it's kind of coincide with my second inspiration, but my first inspiration was my grandmother. You know what I mean? Like she always told me that I could do it. And even when I used to record stuff and I used to listen, I listen to it now and be like, man, that was whack. You know what I mean? She always told me it was dope. You know what I'm saying? She always said, keep going, never quit, never give up. And she had this fireplace in her house, and she used to always leave this. It's a spot in the middle of a fireplace. She always kept open for me to put a Grammy right there. And she ended up passing away before I could do that. And so now my mother takes on that lineage of doing the same thing. She has a fireplace, and she keeps that spot open for me to bring a Grammy home. And every time I go to my mama's house, I feel like I could be hustling. I feel like I could be grinding. So that always motivates me to work harder than everybody else. Now, granted, I don't know if I ever win a Grammy, but I definitely know I ain't finna go to my grave with no regret saying that I didn't go hard enough. At least I got to make an attempt. You know what I mean? So that was one. That's one something that inspired me. And also, I'm from East St. Louis. I don't know if y'all ever been here, but you can Google it, look it up. You know what I'm saying? Wikipedia. East St. Louis been murder capital for like last 20 years. You know what I mean? So that when you come here, there's no hope here. There's nothing here. Nobody believes that we can make it out. And so I feel like if I work hard enough and I can open that door, I can bring hope here and show people that if you work hard, anything can happen. Like, they always count us out, like, we'll never make it and we'll never be anything. The crime rate here, going by the crime rate, I was supposed to have been dead at 18. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, to make it this far and to show other people that you can do anything you put your mind to, That's what inspired me to keep going.
For
that's
sure.
Right. That's right, man. Hey, shout out to East St. Louis, man. There is definitely a way out. Y'all can come rock with Walt Gully, your boy Cat Daddy, and DJ Casper Banks, so we can get you right up out of there. Hey, Walt Gully, that Grammy's coming.
Hey, man, I'm working on it, man. Hey, you got to speak it. You got to speak it into existence. That's definitely what I do. But yeah, you got to work at it, man. I feel like with people like you and Casper Banks giving artists like myself opportunities to branch out into other demographics that otherwise we wouldn't really have the voice. You know, that's only a blessing. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep linking and networking with people that can move on your behalf like that, it's always gonna be it's nothing but good that's gonna come from it. So that's why I definitely know Casper. You know, I know Cas got his line over 24 hours. That's why Cas like him I keep close. You know what I mean? Because he works as hard as I do, and just meeting you. You know what I'm saying? I see that you grind. So I can only exist around real people and people who work as hard as I do. Because once a person is not really on your level, it's always gonna be friction. So once I see that y'all work as hard as I do, it'll be nothing but prosperous situation. So I'm definitely looking forward to hopefully that Grammy someday.
For sure, man.
It's on the way.
Hey, I'm Jay. Goddamn, keep grinding. You already know. You hit me up anytime, too. I stay up half the time. I start seeing stuff that ain't even crawling.
Straight up.
You hit me up anytime, 2336-926-6386, man.
For sure, bro. I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
All right. I will, man.
Hit me on Twitter, man, and shoot me your info, man. Casper know I follow back out here, man.
Sure.
You know, whenever I'm on it. I need to get back on it, man. He told me that I'm slacking on my Twitter game, man, so now I got to get on the Twitter thing a little bit more. He made me feel bad out there, man. So I feel like I got to get on my Twitter grind a little harder, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to step up my Twitter game just a smidge, but definitely, man, hit me on there. I'm all wood rocking with real, man. I can't really exist around fake, man.
Straight up. So if you could, man, I gotta know, man. You know what I mean? You do a damn good job. You know what I'm saying? On a song without nobody in it. But if you could collaborate with any artist out there in the world right now, who would it be?
Any artist in the world right now that I would want to collab with?
Yes, sir.
Don Tripp.
Why Don Tripp?
Because he got the same mind state that I have. He came from the same situation where he didn't have much, and you could hear that in his life. Everybody ain't balling, first off. Everybody ain't just woke up one morning sitting on $1 million. You know what I mean? Like that, you could hear the struggle in his voice, and he makes music for the average person. Like everybody ain't balling. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't popping bottles. You got to talk about what you know, and he talk about what he knows to me. You know what I'm saying? He's more relatable to me than anybody else that's in the game because he made a way out of that that's pretty much seemed like it wasn't no way. He hustled his way up. You know what I'm saying? Not saying nobody else didn't, but I'm just saying that from his standpoint, I can feel where he's coming from. You know what I'm saying? He made a way on his own, and I can respect that.
For sure. Hey, what you think the best thing right now, the underground or the industry?
Underground, dude. That's a no-brainer. I honestly love all my producers that I'm blessed to come in contact with, even with Casper Banks, man. Like, everybody that I'm blessed to come in contact with, everything that I've developed, like, all my producers come from SoundCloud. You know what I mean? Not saying that there aren't any other good producers nowhere else, but, hold on, man. See, y'all got a phone ringing. But just there's nobody else that, that's what, when a person is unsigned and he's underground, he's hungry. You know what I mean? You can feel that fire in him.
For
and
sure.
I'm not saying that when cats get rich, they kind of get lackadaisical, but that's what it seemed like. When you get rich, you know, when you sign these deals with these labels, they want you to sign a certain way because you're a brand now. You don't really make the same kind of records you did when you had that freedom. So I honestly love underground, unsigned cats. You know what I'm saying? That's all I listen to. SoundClick. I'm definitely, all my producers that hit me up, I definitely let them on SoundClick, Twitter, some of them too. But I like them, that's a no-brainer. I don't listen to the radio or watch BET, or watch YouTube. So pretty much, yeah, underground all day.
Okay. If you had a choice, Would you stay underground or you want to sign that deal?
I'm trying my best. Casper already know this, bro. I'm trying my best to remain independent.
Okay.
I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying. But you know how it goes, though, when certain situations, they, you know, what I'm arguing on now, well, not arguing, but what I'm bargaining for now in all my contracts is creative control.
Okay, yeah. Because once you got that, you do what you want to.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So
I take it that you're writing your own songs then.
Oh, yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So you got any, like as far as, like, now in your career, you know what I'm saying? Like, who would you say has been your most memorable collaboration or production, like, as far as, like, producer to work with?
As far as, like, producer to work with, my most memorable collaboration. Well, when I got the opportunity to work with Lou Diaz of the Diaz Brothers, I don't know if anybody, you know, had heard of them, but from what I was told from Steve Rifkin and everybody at Universal, that they were pretty much legendary. So I got to work with them. And I got to work with this production team called Blackout. So those pretty much what I remember offhand besides working with my own producers that was memorable to me. As far as working with anybody major, like known at that point, I don't know. I kind of keep my production grassroots. I like the underground producers more than anybody else.
Yeah, you're trying to help them grow.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I remember I heard Cameron say one time, he was like, he signed to a major label, but he would pay an underground art DJ, I mean, producer, like $10,000 just to produce his whole album. And if you think about it, that makes sense. Like, why would you go and spend $100,000 or $250,000 for a track from some A-list producer when somebody that's on the hustle is just as good? You know what I mean? So I just really keep my production on that level. Like, I'm always looking for that next sound from anybody, any producer. Whenever a producer hit me on Twitter or follow me, I always listen to what they got. I always try to make time because you never know where that next record will come from.
Yeah, so producers, you better get with him. You better get with him right now because, you know what I'm saying, he's working on that, you know what I mean, on his next mixtape. You know what I mean? Okay, I got a question for you, man. I need to know this, man. Like, what do you prefer, man? Do you prefer, like, mixtapes or albums?
I honestly prefer albums. You know what I'm saying? I really do. Like, I really prefer albums. Like, I guess I'm kind of spoiled in a way, man, because when I would listen to, like, I'm a big music junkie, man. Like, I actually still buy real CDs. Like, I go to Best Buy every Tuesday and buy CDs and DVDs. I don't do no bootleg, no burnt, none of that. So I'm kind of spoiled on, you know, No Limit and A-Ball and MJG and UGK and Scarface and Thugger and Jay-Z and how these boys would honestly put the time into making complete albums, you know what I mean? But I just drop mixtapes because of the climate that we have now, and everybody is not necessarily has the means to spend, you know, $10 or $5 or whatever on a tape when they could just download it and get the same effect. So that's the reason why I'm leaning towards tapes now, because of that point. It's just to pretty much get the music out to them. But I honestly prefer albums all day, like, because albums, you sit there and you get to create an idea and give it a life and a whole new meaning. You know what I mean? So I definitely like albums.
For sure, for sure. Do you think the album scene gonna ever come back?
Yeah, I think what it is that, you know, if a person doesn't have to change, you have to, okay, this is what something that was told to me. If you want things to change, you have to present the change and then allow the change on its own. So with that being said, if people started buying albums to the point where it became cool again, then album sales would increase. And if people are still buying albums that they like Drake album went platinum, Wayne album going platinum, like Nicki just went gold, I believe, Ross just went gold. So people are still buying CDs. It just has to be something that they can honestly see themselves purchasing, and they'll do it. Like, honestly, you know, with the success of Iron Wall Gully, people was buying that. You know, it's the actual CDs. You know what I mean? So I can see that it does. People will spend their money on something that they like. As long as they're invested in the person, they'll buy it. But if it's something that's on the radio that they hear 100 times, probably not.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, I actually think that artists need to get back to, you know what I'm saying, making music and selling the music. You know what I mean? Like, you know, always have something for promotion out there to give away for free. Always do that. But you also need to have something that you can sell. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. These cats, you people that don't want to go buy people CDs, they work very hard to make these CDs. And you like their music, but you would rather buy their CD from the bootleg, man, or you would rather go and steal their music off the internet or however you do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are going to put these artists out of business. What you going to do when ain't no more music?
Yeah,
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But at the same time, how I look at things is I can't be naive. You know what I mean? I can't be blind to the fact everybody that loves me or that supports you. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with you, Casper, man. Like, I never really asked you what was your goal, but I'm pretty sure that this is how it's going to probably wind up for you. You know what I'm saying? You and Cat Daddy, man, y'all going to keep grinding. Y'all going to be those dudes, you know what I'm saying, and then major labels is going to come in, because once y'all generate revenue, then that's when people want to come in, you know what I'm saying? So if you do decide to branch out in that form, you're going to have to put something out, you know what I'm saying, where people will have to purchase it, and those who really rock with you is going to purchase it regardless. They're going to rock with you regardless. So if everything is about money and a money standpoint, you have to lean towards those who are buying what you're doing, and that's the reason what happens to artists. Like, their main fan base don't support them once they get that deal. So once you get that deal, it's about numbers now. So you have to make records that's going to make you numbers. That's why you see a lot of people doing pop and you know, R&B type records. You got to go with what sells. And that's kind of the integrity being taken out the game, but that's unfortunately what we got to do in order to keep that revenue coming.
Yeah. I feel you, man. Well, my goal is to help you get a Grammy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my goal. You know what I mean? Cat Daddy, what's your goal?
Hey, if I don't blow nobody off this radio station, I ain't doing my job.
Right.
Well, we grinding, man. We definitely gonna make it happen, man. So what's up, man? We glad you can make it through tonight, man. I know how busy you are, man. I know you in the studio grinding, man. What kind of shout outs would you like to give?
First and foremost, man, I just wanna thank the Lord for the opportunity to even talk to y'all tonight, man, and to just even be able to speak to the Carolina, speak to a demographic that I've never even been in. Now, I want to give a shout-out first, like, after that, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to Casper Binks and Cat Daddy for having me on. You know what I mean? I appreciate both of y'all for this opportunity. You know what I mean? I want to shout-out one time to Lewis, my side production team, B-Boxers, everybody at my label, Hustle City, you know what I'm saying, my management team, IXV Agency in Atlanta, Lust Mud Entertainment in Arizona, you know what I mean? Just don't forget nobody. Shout out my moms. Bless you, bro. Shout out my moms. You know what I'm saying? Thank her for the support. And all my fans, man. My clique, man. The Green, man. I call everybody the Green. Everybody support with me. I thank the Green one time. You know, everybody support me and make sure whenever I put something out, they go get it and they support it and they pass it around and however they do it. I'm just thankful for everybody at this point.
Most up, man. Well, hey, everybody, y'all need to get at Walt Gully. Y'all need to tweet to Walt Gully. Y'all need to call Walt Gully, however you can get a hold of Walt Gully. And tell Walt Gully y'all want to hear him on his Music's Most Wanted Volume 3, damn it.
Hey, something, man. Hey, before you get up out of here, man, go ahead and put that contact information in the air one more time.
Okay, cool. My Reverb Nation is reverbnation.com/IamWaltGully, all one word, WALTGULLY. My Twitter is the same thing, twitter.com, or just my handle is @WaltGully, WALTGULLY. And also on my SoundCloud, I forgot about that. You can go on my SoundCloud. I actually got some tracks up that people can download. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to hear what I sound like, whatever it is, you just want to check it out. See what my sound like behind all these words. Go to my SoundCloud, download a few tracks, and that's soundcloud.com/IamWaltGully. My Facebook is Walk Gully Music, but we can get into that. I can give you all that information once you hit me up. But, you know, for all business inquiries, walkgully@gmail.com, man. And I definitely, definitely thank you all for this opportunity, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Or y'all can get at DJ Casper Banks, and I'm going to give you the direct link to my man, Walk Gully.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So
for sure.
If you missed everything that he said, get at your boy DJ Casper Banks, and I'm going to get you plugged in immediately, man.
For
other
sure.
than that, tweet Walk Gully and say, hey, Walk Gully, get on Music Smalls 1 Volume 3. That's how you got to tweet him. He going to know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Now I got to put you on blast.
Yeah, I'm already here.
Yeah, buddy, that's what it do, man. Well, look, man, hey, we really appreciate you stopping through, man, for real, man. I was good looking out on short notice, man. Good love, man. We definitely appreciate that.
Man, you know what it is, man. I'm always down with genuine people, man. You genuine to me, you rock with me. You know, I got to get that love back, man. I rock with y'all the long way, man, both of y'all. Appreciate
for sure.
The look, man.
For sure, man. Come back anytime, man.
And already, bro. Appreciate it, man. Y'all be safe.
All right.
So, man, shout out to East St. Louis, man.
All day.
All day.
Peace.
Peace. Hey, you already know. Hey. Going to track. This is that Von S and Young Buck, and then we're going to get right back with you. You already know what it is.
Cash real, what it do?
Check.
Hey, nigga.
Spread out.
This Buck, I'm in here.
Von Nick.
Street certified, nigga. Do this.
Check. Okay, the muscle gave me power. The hustle make me rich. I'm fresh like I stepped out the shower. Boy, I just might take your bitch. Niggas acting like they cowards. That might get you caught a bitch. I go hard like every hour, minute, every second. And look here, every cent I get, I spend this shit on ballin'. Damn near every chick I hit, I bet I keep a callin'. Nigga, I was built for this shit. Won't never see me fallin'. Niggas just get blew out quick like a Sega cartridge. Hard shit for any nigga who really ain't got they mind right. I see hardships cause nigga I been had my grand sight. Shit, see I'm more focused than I ever been. Hey, yeah, I smoke more doses than I ever did. Bitch, never catch a nigga frontin' at all. Cause I go hard for myself, I don't do nothing for y'all. Built my shit from ground up and I ain't letting it fall. And for niggas that's faintin' tough, I don't fuck with you at all. Yeah, bitch, never catch a nigga frontin' at all. Cause I go hard for myself, I don't do nothing for y'all. Built my shit from ground up and I ain't letting it fall. And for niggas that's faintin' tough, I don't fuck with you at all. Show don't, nigga, I don't fuck with your kind. No, you don't, no, you won't, nigga. All you do is just lie, niggas all up in my business. Tryna see what they find, just a nigga on his shit. Now they respectin' that grind. They probably give me life and billion flowers a crime. And my wife got so much ice in me, it's hard to tell time. Like my swagger on the flight, somewhere up past cloud nine. Chillin' like the greatest, just like Ali was in his prime. I'm too legit to quit you. I hear on fuck shit. Money motivate me. Is that why you hate me? But I ain't caring lately. Bitch, I do my thing regardless. The ball hard on all of y'all with no regards at all. Yeah, bitch, never catch a nigga frontin' at all. Cause I go hard for myself, I don't do nothing for y'all. Built my shit from ground up and I ain't letting it fall. And for niggas that's hating tough, I don't fuck with you at all. Yeah, bitch, never catch a nigga frontin' at all. Cause I go hard for myself, I don't do nothing for y'all. Built my shit from ground up and I ain't letting it fall. And for niggas that's hating tough, I don't fuck with you at all.
Oh, shit, look who just walked in with his ballin' ass. Buying bottles for bitches like he got all the cash. Autopilot is 220 on the dash. Lil' buddy, don't play with me, I'll make you go get your stash. He ain't fucking with no rapper, I got drug money, nigga. Racks on top of racks, this ain't my plug money, nigga. I'm true like my religion, let y'all know how I'm living. I'm 3 months away from pulling up at somebody's prison. I just hope somebody's listening. I'm staying out they vision, cooking in this kitchen like, look at how they snitch. What side you on, nigga? Look at how they switch. Hey, what's that you on, nigga? That shit got you tripping.
Let's go.
You already know what it is. Hey, Von S, Young Buck on the track, but we getting ready to head out of country now.
Damn right, man. We headed to Australia, baby. What it do?
What it do? We waiting for takeoff. What it do? What it do?
Yo, yo, Wolfgang King representing Roddy, Freddy Magic, and Lil Jay.
Hey.
What's going on, Freddy Magic?
Nah, man, kicking back, ready for this interview, my bro. Good looking out.
You already know, man. Welcome to America.
Thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Most of them, man. So you brought a Morris Gang member with you, a fellow Morris Gang member. Who'd you bring with you?
I'm going to let her introduce herself, man.
I'm the lady of the group, Lil J.
Hello. Hello, madame. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's good to have you out here, man. For everybody that don't know, we rocking with Morris Gang. They in the building out here in the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina. Morris Gang is out of Australia. Fatty Magic, you know what I'm saying? It's good to have you here, most definitely, man. I know how busy y'all are. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, man. I mean, I know it's like Thursday morning where you at right now, man. What y'all do? Y'all, you know, start your day off with a bowl of Cheerios, you know what I'm saying? Sun coming up.
Nah,
you know?
Man. Wake up in the morning ready to write some lyrics and eat some mics, man. Always grinding in the studio.
To the studio, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So, you know, what's life like over in Australia, man? What's the weather like right now?
Man, right now it's undecisive. It's supposed to be summer, about 40 degrees, but it's raining outside. But, yo, we cool, man. We're chilling.
That's what's up, man. So when you look out the window, what you see? You see kangaroos?
I mean, if that's the stereotype you'll stick with, yeah, man. Plenty of kangaroos, but nah, they ain't like that, man. Normal city life.
Normal city life. That's what it do, man. Well, I know you got a lot of good music coming up out of there, man. So what age did you become an artist?
Been right. Well, personally, a lot of the crew have been writing since we were younger. And beginning of this year, we just come together and we started this Morse Gang group. And basically been doing shows, dropping mixtape, doing videos, and just going from there, man.
That's what's up, man. Cat, did he go and get that out of him?
Hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there in their ear. You heard? I said go ahead and put that contact information out there in their ear.
Oh, the contact information, just Morse Gang all up on Facebook. Just write Morse Gang on YouTube or Facebook. Find us. Show some love. We're down to collab with anyone. I mean, it's all about the music, all about the love.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, man. You know, y'all got a whole lot of stuff going on, man. So as far as this mixtape that you speak of, man, where can people find your mixtapes at?
Share space or go on to the Morse Gang page. There's always links on there. It's called World Domination. It's got 28 tracks on there, so it's an MP3 type mixtape. But there's a new mixtape dropping within a few months with some new videos. And we also got my boy from Morse Gang, Remorse, who recently dropped his My Life, My Struggle mixtape. So you need to check that out as well, all on the Facebook page. All our details. We're always updating that, always linking you to the mixtapes and videos.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Nah, I definitely like that, man. You guys just recently put out a new music video, man. Why don't you tell the people about that?
That was a collaboration with a Carolina artist by the name of Mo Crane from the Recognize Squad. And, yeah, we reached out, and he was keen to do a video, dropped the track Hip Hop Love, and, yeah, man, 10,000 views within the first 5 days. I mean, kind of so much, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely familiar with Mo Crane. Mo Crane does.
Mo Crane doing his thing, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mo Crane, man. He definitely grinding, man. Now, if you know what I'm saying, like as far as artists goes, like who else besides Mo Crane have you collaborated with in the States?
A dude by the name of Caviar Dreams. Shout out to Caviar Dreams and all the boys at NYC. And I've got a few more collabs coming up, but that's kind of in the woodworks at the moment, you know what I'm saying? So once we get it done, really release it and show it to the world.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, most definitely.
Hey, how the underground, how y'all underground scene over there? How y'all music scene is?
Yeah, man, music is a big thing, man, but obviously a lot of dudes in competition with each other, but that's where the most gang boys and the girls are. We're different. We're trying to more like unite the hip-hop community, bring it all together. Underground, commercial, whatever. We're all trying to eat. We're all trying to make it. We're all doing it for the love of music. So just trying to bring this whole community together, you know what I mean? Put all the bickering and beef aside.
For sure. For sure.
Bickering and beef. Yeah, man, y'all stop beefing over
beef,
there
man.
In Australia, man. Y'all cut
every,
that out,
every
man.
Every dude and his grandma is trying to MC these days, so we just try to bring them together.
Yeah, it'd be funny seeing a cat grandmama out there with the microphone. Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Well, I know you be grinding, man. You definitely work nonstop, man, you know what I'm saying? So that's
success
what's up,
sleep,
man.
Success and sleep.
Yeah, exactly, man. So where did you come up with a name like Morris Gang?
Basically from the name, like from the Morse code, you know what I mean? Morse code understood by a few individuals who have high-tech equipment, right? So basically that's where Morse Gang came from. Understood by certain individuals. Like, so we understand not everyone's going to feel our music, but the few that do, that's what matters. You're trying to, from a million people, you get one person feeling your music. I mean, that's it. You've reached someone. You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what's up, man. That definitely fits, man. You know what I'm saying? I like the way
yeah,
I got
that.
Yeah,
I'm going to pass the phone over to Lil J, man. Let her chat to her, man. Her R&B mixtape's coming soon as well. This girl is fire. I'm going to pass the phone over to her now.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much.
I know you. It's definitely good to have y'all here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you ain't shy.
Nah, she ain't shy. Welcome to the Carolinas, North or South. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So how long you been doing your thing?
I joined the group at the start of the year. But,
yeah,
I've been singing since I was 12, so, yeah.
You're a singer?
Yeah, I'm the...
That's what's
only
up. Now, look,
in the group.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being the first lady. Now, check this out. Hey, we definitely support female artists as well. For everybody that think that we all about this pro-men thing, most definitely not. We rock with everybody that's grinding. But now, we've been talking real fast during this interview, you know what I'm saying? So for everybody that don't know, we rocking with Australia right now. And this is Morris Gang. Now, Ms. Lady, can you put your name out there for him again, please?
Morris Gang, representing Perth City, Australia. Showing love to the rest of the world, man.
Yeah, most def, man. And that's Lady J, correct?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. That's what it do, you know what I'm saying? Now, how long have you been an artist, Lady J?
Just since the start of the year, pretty much.
Oh, well, hey, you doing your thing already. That's what's up. That's what's up. So how's the industry treating you right now?
I boys in line.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? How's the industry treating you right now, being the only female artist within the group?
It's a bit competitive. But... We're doing our thing.
Yeah, you can handle it. You got some strong cats behind you, especially with my man Fatty Magic, you know what I mean? You see, he throw that Morris Gang out there like it ain't nothing. Morris Gang, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what it is, man. It's definitely an honor to be rocking with y'all. So as far as female artists go over in the Australian scene, are you like the only female artist so far?
No, there's a lot. But I think group-wise, maybe. But there is a lot, but maybe, like, yeah, more individual than in groups. There's more groups with, like, a few girls rather than just one, but there are some groups with just one girl.
Right. So what's behind the name Lady J?
Well, I don't know. Well, my name's Jade, obviously, and I'm for 19 years old, quite short, so they just came up with Little J.
Okay.
Is it harder for female artists over there, or is it easier for female artists over there?
It's easier for R&B to be female, but yeah.
That's what's up. So, yeah. As far as like your favorite artist over there in Australia, we haven't had the pleasure or the opportunity to ask anybody that's in another country, but who was your favorite artist growing up?
Mariah Carey.
Wow.
That's
can you hit that high note like her?
Not that high, but close enough.
No joke.
Yeah.
So what you say if we ask you to bust a note right now?
Woo! I might leave that for my mixtape that's going to be coming up.
You going to save it, huh?
Yeah.
I know the world is crying. Don't cry, y'all. Just get the mixtape. When's the mixtape going to be dropping?
Probably at the start of next year. It's in the works right now. It's just going to be like a R&B one, sort of my like soul-type music, so yeah.
Hold on, did you say mixtape? Now, that's what we was talking about earlier. So you guys got mixtapes in Australia too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
y'all
what's
don't
the difference be... between... Well, go ahead, Cat Daddy.
I was about to say, what's the difference between the album and the mixtape with y'all?
The mixtape is pretty much just gets put on, like, Facebook. Everyone can download it, like, listen to it. We obviously have more songs on the mixtape than would be on the album, and just give more to the people with it, yeah. And you can just, like, use other songs that other people have used for your mixtape and whatever, but for the album, that's just got to be just crisp. That stuff's got to just be gold to put on the album.
She said it's going to be crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good word for it.
Be delicious.
Yeah, most definitely. So, you're a singer, all right? That's what's up. So, like, what can people expect from a performance with you when you're singing out in Australia?
Well, I get told after we do shows that I'm like the eye candy of the group.
Eye candy.
Yeah, obviously the only girl, so, you know, just gotta, you know. But voice-wise, I get lots of compliments, like, it just changes up the, you know, the feel of the group a bit. You got the boys rapping and stuff. It's always good to have, you know, a female singer, so, yeah.
So are they like, overprotective of you with you being the only female in the group?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I got, like, five big brothers.
Fatty, I'm a good guy.
Yeah, they don't let no boy come up to me at all.
Man, Fatty, I'm a good guy.
We're the good guys.
And man. I know, it's all love.
So what's going on? I mean, like, are you currently involved with anybody, or are you just focused on your career right now?
I've got a boyfriend. I've been with my boyfriend for 2.5 years, but yeah, he supports me through everything. You know, he's cool with the crew and just he's helping me focus on my career and stuff. So yeah.
That's what's up. Shout out to him. Is he tuned in tonight?
He's at work right now.
I'm gonna say yeah. Is he tuned in today?
So what's y'all biggest goals with this music? Y'all trying to push towards the state, or y'all trying to stay in Australia? Are you trying to? I know you want to go worldwide. What's your biggest goals with the music?
Yeah, man. Obviously, with everything that this music thing brings, we are trying to go worldwide. You know, you can't stick to. I mean, you can do so much in your own town before you want to expand. It's just like a business. You know what I mean?
For sure.
That's why I reach out to a lot of artists and DJs, and they reach back as well. Trying to make this music thing work, because you need to go worldwide. You need to go worldwide.
So do y'all call, like, stand in the same place local? I don't even have another word for it.
Yeah, we're around, man. But, like, I mean, the city is a, how can I put it, man? Sometimes it feels you're too big for the city. Not music-wise, just you feel like you need to branch out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, man, what do you have in your like on your iPod? Like, what kind of music are you listening to? Is it all Moist Gang, or are you listening to other artists as well?
I mean, we're not the type of dudes to make music and then bump out our own music. You know what I mean? Like, we make our music is done, but, like, you need to be inspired. Like, personally, myself, I'm with the old school stuff. I'm talking about Onyx. I'm talking about Rakim. I'm talking about Park. That's me. You know what I mean? I'm into my old school stuff. A lot of the young guys in the crew, they're into the new up-and-coming artists and stuff as well. So you get on the variety. I listen to rock music. I listen to punk. I listen to like that, but you need to get inspiration from everywhere.
For sure.
Yeah. I know, man, I'm the same way, man. I go all the way around the board with it, man. I listen to music from everybody, man. But I'm going to tell you what I've been bumping lately, man. I've been bumping that Music's Most Wanted Volume 2. You definitely need to go check that out, man. So, you know what I'm saying, is that what you listening to right now, like Onyx and Tupac, like right now, or you got other artists that you, like right now, if we were to get into the car with Fatty Magic, what would we hear?
You get to the car right now? I'd have either the new Ryan Leslie album bumping up, which is more or less, or I'd be having Kendrick Lamar album, man.
Okay, Kendrick.
Kendrick's on another level at the moment.
Yeah, everybody's loving Kendrick Lamar right now.
Man, shout out to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, man, his gig's coming up on the 22nd. I'm going to be there, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So you know what I'm saying, if you could collaborate with one of your favorite artists, who would it be?
Yeah, I'd have to say Kendrick, man. I'd have to say Kendrick now.
What, you?
Kendrick, you heard what Fatty Magic said now. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Almost
hit me up, Kendrick.
Yeah,
hit him up.
Yeah.
Lil J Rickens, his favorite would have to be Mariah Carey.
Yeah, hey, I want
to
see.
Oh, number one, Kelly can hit me up if she wants to.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to hear Lil J hit that high note, man. You need to go ahead and give her the pep talk.
I'm going to give her something. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yo, she's feeling a bit shy, man.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're about to
flow.
We about to throw to this joint, remember my name, and then maybe she won't be that shy when we get back to her.
Sounds good, man. I mean, you can always tell her track you. That's give people a taste of what she got.
Okay.
Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
For sure. Stay right on the line. We're going to get right back to you. It's that... It's that Moore's game right here. We got a whole lot of it tonight, too. You already know what it is.
Go.
Fatty Magic and K.O. Giving all the time and dedication. When rappers gave up, I was being so patient, helping hands to the needy. Studio time for anything they need, you see, believe me. Never the arrogant type, a poet expressing life. Hold the mic, always stay true. Got hated by others with a heart of stone. Always had my energy from this. Yeah, you know who we be. Fatty Magic, I never left the scene. A fucking supernova with my superhero team. Spinning ability, splitting beats. Lyrically, a Middle East beast. Unleashed on the game, critically acclaimed. So they laugh at me, say I'm fucking insane. But no matter where I go, y'all can't extinguish my flame. So either where I'm gone, remember me, remember my name. I'm
looking for, but I spit the real rough, rugged and raw, real hip hop with a storytelling flow. They don't fucking listen cause my heartfelt rhymes have some intentions of reaching those whose souls end up missing with every bar I spit. Someone relates, so ride this dick, riding back, stabbers love to hate. You wasn't there when we started to rhyme, now that we start to shine, just starting out the blinds, standing in our way like a roadblock. Heart of stone, man, I don't give a fuck. Morse gang, we do it on our own. We do it for the love, fuck fame. So remember, remember, remember our name.
Remember my name.
Certified banger, Fatty Magic, Moore's Gang. What it do? What it do?
What's up, man?
What's good, man? That's certified banger right there.
Much love, man. Appreciate it.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this anthem track y'all got, man? Give us the history on this song, man.
The anthem. Man, we recorded that, I don't know, six versions of that song. We just kept changing and changing and changing. And we finally had the final product and shot the video for it. Just basically trying to get the crowd going, you know, the Morse Gang beat. Kind of reaching your head for a while, kind of get stuck in there.
Okay, okay. But the, we about to throw
You know what I mean? Like, out of all of y'all's music, man, I mean, like, have you ever heard somebody bumping your music in the middle of the street in Australia?
Yeah, man, we actually have had people bumping our music. I mean, I got on Facebook, like, yo, look what I got on my dick at the moment, blah, 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 cranking that. So, yeah. I mean, you feel humbled by the whole thing, you know, like, all right, cool, someone's cranking, pumping my music. It feels good, you know what I mean?
Most hell, man. I definitely agree, man. I've had that happen to me before, too. You know, somebody be bumping my music. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, one time I had a cat, he was bumping my CD, and he didn't know it was my CD, and I was in the car with him. Shout out to that cat. You know what I mean? And I was like, man, that's me. He pulled it out, had my name on it. You know what I mean? It was amazing. It was a great feeling. So I know exactly what you mean. What kind of events do you guys have coming up in the near future?
Man, we have a New Year's Eve party where we're performing on the 30th, actually. Just at a local nightclub called Eurobar. Shout out to CISO Music. Shout out to Kite Cutter and the Eurobar crew. And MC Will. We also got a performance this Friday night for Play Nightclub's first year anniversary. Shout out to DJ Black Bear and DJ Rusted for this one. And we're opening up Kid Inc. on the 23rd of December at Metro City. That's a big shout out to CY and Bonnie Entertainment, man.
Okay.
Never stopping, man. Always on the grind. Always performing.
Always performing, always. Hey, you got to stay grinding once you got the product. God,
that's it, man. That stage presence is just addictive, man. That's addictive.
Hey, Fatty, man, you sound like the kind of performer that'll jump in the crowd.
Man, I jump in the crowd, but I doubt they catch me these days, man.
They're going to move out the way, huh?
That's it, man. That's the way it is.
I catch you, Fatty. You good, man. I ain't going to let you fall, fam. I got you, dog.
Yeah. I won't let you fall. You say y'all willing to work with anybody right now, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, my whole thing is, hold on.
Yeah.
Depends, you know, like, we don't mind working with anyone, man. It's all about the love. We're all about getting everyone's music out there. I mean, we all have a goal of trying to reach in the end. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. So y'all want to get that Fetty Magic right now while you on the rise up. Don't try to get that.
Hit up Fetty Magic. Hit up Jade. Hit up Remorse. Hit up Entice. Hit up Genesis. Hit up Karen. Hit up the whole Morse Gang crew, man. We always ready to work, man. I'm telling you. If a dude wants to drop a track with some real hip-hop on there, he needs an R&B vocalist like Lil J on there. The girl puts magic. I call myself Fetty Magic, but she puts magic on the actual track. They're harmonizing her vocals and everything. And she writes her own lyrics. You don't get much R&B artists writing their own lyrics these days.
That's right. You know what I mean? Hey, keep on doing your thing, Miss Lady. You know what I mean? We definitely need more people like you out there in the industry right now, you know? You got to be creative. You got to be creative.
For sure, for sure. We're about to go on to this Morris Gang anthem, and we're going to get right back to you.
All right, man.
All right.
I said bounce, we about to celebrate a bit. Push the drama to the side, let the alcohol drip. Fresh white Nikes, blue jeans, fitted cap. New order from Dr. James, I just caught that. Swag, first rule of the street is stay fly, looking fresh. New kicks on my feet, pay attention, young fella. I'ma school you youngins, cause every time I step out, I got your girlfriend buzzing. And you ain't saying nothing, cousin. Disappointed on your trend, I see you bluffing, cousin. Ain't really into bright ass features, but I try new things, never follow the leader. Morse Gang here, respect across the nation. We've been patiently waiting, now we're done with the racing. Cruising on past with my foot on the gas, and styles in the back with the beers and the fitty bag. Perch City, make way for a titan, bit of dirt on me. I still shine like that diamond. Critics been silent, they stand in amazement, cause they realize I'm hot like the blunt the bros blazing. Morse Gang, get it, take a picture, write it down. Cause we take the game by storm, next stop, Yorktown. So beware of the team, we run them up no matter what. So stand the fuck up, cause the name is what? Morse Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perch City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morse Gang,
bitch, don't grab a pin. Cause it's Morse Gang, bitch, till I say it again. Morse Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perch City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morse Gang,
bitch, don't grab a pin. Cause it's Morse Gang, bitch, let me say it again. Swag, roll of the glasses high. Magic on the mic, all magic in your life. Jumping on stage, watch the crowd ignite in flames. Burn this motherfucker down. Turn my metal on the mic, everybody get down. Burn the rest rhymes, running this game like I'm running out of time. More strength, oh, magic, oh. Got ladies with a hard head, digging for gold. Sensitive subject, yeah, I'm fucking city. Never liked us before. I thought we started rapping on another level. Are you ready to see sound and terrible like Muriel? The Morse Gang FM at your fucking funeral. It's back on site, yo. Psycho like Psycho. Strangle microphone. Call me a stalker. Never leave this game alone. Papa runs the code. Follow me. Since the beginning. The Morse Gang, bitch. Yeah, we already said it. You know what it is. Nothing comes easy, so we gotta persevere. They promise success, won't come to me. Well, fuck it, I'm hungry. Put it on a plate and feed me. Still rapping Southside, showing no fear. Morse Gang, bitch. On my lateral, I'm a savage, I'm an animal. Fuck Lecter, I'm a Hannibal. I used to be like a cannibal, like Tyrannosaurus Rex. They extinct like my ex, try to come back like a tech. Swag too fresh and tight, fresh like swag. Take a look at my teeth, I don't need to brag. Fatty Magic getting a pussy weighted in Poseidon. Remorse ripping it up, home and beat like a titan. Morse Gang in the light, watch our swag ignite. We headed for the top, for them bragging rights. Lyrics like a scenery. Take your breath away, chronic kush like a greenery.
Smoke my
Yeah, his insights unleashed, animated character like the beauty of the beast. Sticking motherfuckers like the Titanic, wreaking havoc. Spitting fire balls like a semi-automatic. Morse Gang has to do with mass level flavor, keeping it fluid, inflicting pain like major. Morse Gang, bitch. Now say it again, going to the top, girl. Tell your friends, yeah. Morse Gang, bitch. Fresh new shit. Perf City rap, watch the swag drip.
Morse Gang,
bitch. Go grab a pin. Bitch, till I say it again. Morse Gang, bitch, fresh and shit. Perk City rap, watch the swag trip.
Morse Gang, bitch,
go grab a pen. Cause it's Morse Gang, bitch, let me say it again.
Hey, you already know what it is. We live in Australia. It's Morse Gang, bitch. Hey, that's a goddamn certified banger right there. What it do?
All good, man. All good, thanks, man. Appreciate the love, yeah?
For sure, man. Hey, you already know anytime you come on here, you listening to it, hey, that joint might be on. That joint gonna be playing.
See, man. Much respect.
For sure. Hey, go ahead, put that contact information in the air one more time for him.
Just hit up Morse Gang on Facebook. That's MORSE space GANG. Find us on YouTube as well, Morse Gang. We always have to collab. We always want to drop videos. I mean, we have people doing our own videos. Now we're doing our own videos. We're recording in our own studio, but we still got mad love for Andrew Wright at Goldust Constructions. We see you, Andrew, and this dude can mix a track like crazy. He records like crazy. One of the best engineers I've worked with in a long time. Shout out to J-Ski. Shout out to Perth City. Shout out to Carolina, DJ Casper and Cat Daddy, man. Good looking out. Big shout out to Mo Crane. If you're listening, man, he's probably sleeping, I don't know. But shout out to Mo Crane and the Recognized Squad. And everyone that's stuck with us, man. Advo New Jersey, putting us on our Digital Dynasty mixtape, man. I mean, we're out here grinding and we're ready to work, man. That's what we want to do, work, work, work.
For sure, for sure. I got the other joint you just sent on, son. I ain't going to be able to download it right now because I'm live on, it's downloading slow, so you're going to be able to check that joint out tomorrow, the one you just sent.
Yeah, man, Hip Hop Love with Mo Crane, man. Go on YouTube and write just right, Morse Gang featuring Mo Crane, Hip Hop Love. I mean, it's a real track, man. Check it out.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to Lil J, man. I've been messing her name up all night talking about Lady J. You know what I mean? It's Lil J.
She actually likes Lady J. I think she's gonna change it now.
Ha ha. Hey.
Yo, just let everyone know on that Hip Hop Love track, the girl singing, that's not Lil J. That's my little sister Taya. But some new videos are dropping of Lil J this month, man. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this.
Okay.
Most definitely. Nah, we don't want to miss that, man. I'm very appreciative of you coming through tonight, man. Thank you so much, man. Shout out to Lil J, man. Shout out to my man Fatty Magic. Shout out to the whole entire Morse Gang. Shout out to Australia.
Yeah.
Y'all keep on doing y'all's thing, man. Y'all definitely making a mark over there.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Keep sharing our shit. Keep showing love, man. We make it. We don't forget. Our people, man. You're all our people.
All right.
You already know, man. Hey, Fatty Magic and Morse Gang definitely rock with Coast to Coast mixtapes. Y'all need to get at him. Let him know. Get your ass on that Music's Most Wanted Volume 3. Tell him just like that.
We're definitely going to be on the Most Wanted Volume 3, man. Sending a few tracks your way in the next couple of days.
All right.
Y'all heard it live right there.
Heard it live right there. You already know I'm going to keep y'all turned up on the station.
That's it, man. That's it.
All right.
Appreciate y'all, man. God do y'all thing, man. Keep on putting them hot
tracks,
man.
God bless and peace, bro.
All right. You already know what it is. Hey, we got Carl on the line, then we going to the Bahamas. What it do? You on the phone with Cat Daddy and DJ Casper Bank.
What's good with your Cat Daddy, DJ Cash Bank? This is your boy, Jersey Hot, New Orleans Money Mank. I got my sights on, baby.
What's good?
What's going on with your money, Mank?
What's good with y'all tonight, man? Everything good over here? Everything waiting?
Okay. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We just going international, in and out the U.S., you feel me?
Yeah.
We just got off the line with our man, Fatty Magic. Shout out to the Boys Gang Australia. You know how we get down, man. Move around.
You already international. Definitely by international, man. Shout out to the Boys Gang, too. Word. Got the chicks there. And the nigga doing the pen and they doing their thing. You ever can't be a hater.
For sure, for sure. Hey, appreciate you calling in, man.
Everything good, man. Just want to call and show y'all some love and whatnot. You know, just ask for a song request. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to get to you tonight. If I can't get to you tonight, you know I'll get to you I'll get to you tomorrow night because we got another artist on the line right now.
Yeah. It's all good.
About yourself, fam. Hey, before you go, man, go ahead.
You already know that, John. I got my facts on, baby. Jersey High New York. Yeah.
Shoot that contact information out there for him.
Yeah, y'all make sure y'all hit Money Make. Follow me on Twitter at MONEY MINK 121. That's Money Make 121. Hit me up on the YouTube.com Money Make. Y'all go see all the great vids. And y'all definitely be tuning to Dream AM Web Radio where everything is real from 8 to 10 p.m. every Monday through Saturday, man. Yeah. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay, Candle the Pyro, Paul in the Night. Shout out to the South Jersey people and you know all my participants, man. We love you for the love, man. The support. Thanks, man. It's great.
Alright.
Keep on doing your thing, man. You already know what it is, man. 24 hours, you already know. Hit me up.
It's definitely a grind, man. Yeah.
Yo. Hey, we on the way to the Bahamas.
Yes, sir. Coast to coast and back.
Yo.
What it do?
What's going on, bro?
Nothing much. What's going on, boy? Dolly.
I read shit on you in the Bahamas. You know how it go.
Yeah, man. Wait a minute. For everybody that don't know, we are now in the Bahamas with my man's Dolly Boy.
You hear me?
They didn't know
that's
that,
man. That's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So, you know, before we even get started, man, go ahead and put your contact information out there for the people.
You could hit me up on Facebook, Dolly Boy, you know what I mean? Hit me up on Twitter, at Dolly Boy 242. That's at Dolly Boy, DOLLYBOY 242. You know what I mean? Y'all check that out. Jolly that up right now. At Dolly Boy 242, Twitter. You know what I mean? You could hit me up on YouTube, Dolly Dollars, Dolly Boy, whatever. You know what I mean? My email, freeportmarlins@live.com. What's up with you guys? You know what I mean? What's up with y'all? You see what I said?
Man, you know, we out here grinding, man. You know, we happy to be out here in the Bahamas with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Learning what life as an artist is like in the Bahamas.
Dog, you got to be strong and only strong and survive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You got to stay grinding, got to stay hustling, you got to stay hungry, you know what I mean? That's the only way you can make it. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. How the underground scene in the Bahamas? How the music scene?
The underground scene, I know. They just really starting to appreciate being in music. You know what I mean? December 22nd, they performing live with Young Jeezy, Cash Out, Future. You see what I'm saying? I perform with plenty of artists already, too, you know?
For sure.
That's what's up, man. So, as far as your music, how can people find your music?
The show in the... I got a show on the 15th at one strip club over here, you know what I mean? So that shit can be bananas.
Oh, wait a minute. You said strip club. We got to hear about the strip club, man. What's that Bahamas strip club like?
That shit live, dog. We got Jamaicans in there. We got Haitians in there. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, they be doing the belly dance, huh? Ladies don't know what the belly dance about. Hey, man, other than that, man, where can your music be found?
Look at me up on Dot Biff, you know what I mean? I dropped my new mixtape lately named Burn Volume 2. You see what I'm saying? Y'all check that shit out. That shit all the way flaming. I know y'all know about that Dot Biff, right?
Oh, yeah.
I am Dot Biff. check me out. Just click me up on the search. You know what I mean? I got 3 mixtapes, though. You see what I said? Download them shits. .piff.com. Put me in a search slash Dolly Boy. You know what I mean? DOLLYBOY. You see what I said? Hit me up on Twitter at DollyBoy242 all day.
All day.
You know what it is.
So what are you doing about production over there, Dolly Boy?
Boy, that's the fucked up thing about it right there. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody like, we don't have like a music industry. That's what I don't understand. It's the only place in the world I feel like doesn't have a music industry. But me personally, what I want to do is I want to take my music to America or Europe. You see what I'm saying? I feel like good enough to compete in this market with the rest of the artists. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? The Bohemian. You see what I'm saying? Just by my look and my accent alone. You know what I mean? I sure they can like that shit. Just me. I don't even think they like my music as much as they like me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So basically you saying you a people person.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. So look here, man. We got to know, man. What's it like, you know what I mean, like a day in the Bahamas, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like from start to finish, man. Walk us through a day in the Bahamas.
Dog, this just like it's way slower than America, you know what I mean? You're in a third world country, you see what I'm saying? This ain't no play shit. You see what I'm saying? This, you gotta be ready for this shit. I mean, I know you see when you come to the bomb, when you think about the bomb, you think about beaches and palm trees, you know what I mean? Nah, nigga, this the hood. You see what I'm saying? This shit ain't like what this make out to see him, you see what I'm saying? This shit live as fuck.
Yeah, you say it ain't no beaches and palm trees. Yeah. Hey, I'm laughing because you're going to have people scared to go take a... They'll be like, honey, we just going to take a
oh, you asked to the Bahamas. Your question, right? I can give you a real answer. You see what I'm saying? But no, I mean, other than that, if you come as a tourist, you can be in the tourist destinations. You see what I'm saying? But the Bahamas is a beautiful place, dog. I'd never try to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa the other day saying we got some fucked up weed. I don't know who the fuck sell him. I don't know who sold him his weed. I hear him on Twitter the other day talking a bunch of shit. You see what I said?
Yeah, you said I got that fire over there, huh?
Yeah.
You know, man, matter of fact, man, I got some family that just left from the Bahamas, man. They was talking about how beautiful it was and all of that, man. You know what I mean? Hey, but aside from that, man, we got to know, man. You know what I mean? You done told us about your music, where it could be found, what kind of events you got coming up. But what kind of music are you listening to? Like, I mean, like, I know you said you got a show with Young Jeezy coming up. Are you listening to Young Jeezy, or who do you listen to on a regular?
Okay, personally, me, my favorite rapper of all time is Tupac. You see what I'm saying? Tupac. You see what I'm saying? So, but that other than that, I rocking out to Young Gucci. I mean, Young Jeezy, Gucci Man, fucking Future, 2 Chainz. Birdman. You see what I'm saying? I like that straight drop shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about Yo Gotti? You familiar with Gotti?
I fucks with Gotti. Fucks with Yo Gotti. That's my nigga.
Yeah, straight up.
For the real niggas, that's if I get in the industry and I ever feel like I get around them niggas. I tell you, I've been around all them niggas. You see what I'm saying? But to say get on a level with them, I feel like I already on a level with them. Like, but you know what I mean? I got you. You feel what I'm saying?
I just need to get better
exposure. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like I can compete. I'm on the same level as those guys. I just need a better promotion. You see what I'm saying? But right now, I club. You see what I'm saying? Getting ready at the
like
club tonight. Me and my boy, we getting at the strips. Probably at the fry. Paul Lucaya. You see what I'm saying? That's the Bahamas life for you. You see what I'm saying? And y'all didn't even check on my new video about Ibanez. You see what I said? I shoot that down. I had a show out in T.I. I shoot that out there, you see?
Yeah. So where can I find this Her Body Banging video at?
On YouTube. All you guys do is search Dolly Boy, Her Body Banging. Or check on my Don't Like Freestyle. You know what I mean? Y'all got any of my music in Bagdad?
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear some of my music.
I'm about to play that whole on Her Body Banging right now. You spoke that up.
Yes,
say that shit, dog. Say that shit. Let them hear that shit. You know what I mean? I got the video for that. Y'all can check that out on YouTube. You know what I mean? Play that for them one time.
Yeah.
Alright. Gonna get way back to you. You already know what it is.
Yeah, you see?
She won't dolly dolly. Yeah. Hey, she won't dolly dolly. What? She won't dolly dolly. Watch it, y'all. Hey, the people want dolly dolly. Scream out dolly dolly. Mr. Dolly Dolly, mash up the party party. Below my celly celly, girl, it's them call me. Said they all want to take body body.
My body is banging, smoking, and I can't get out of my head. Get you out of my head. Your confusion. She got me tripping cause this bitch bad.
Her body bangin', bang. You know who your body bangin', bangin'. Your body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'. Her body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'. Her body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'.
Your body bangin'. Her body smoking, got every nigga in this bitch with his mouth open. She fine as fucking all the way swagged up. I gotta have her cause ain't no bitch better. Her body banging, had to slide up on it. Cause I can see every nigga in this bitch want it. That fight, and she's my opponent. Pussy got a nigga fiending, yeah, a nigga joking.
Smoking, and I can't get out of my head. Get you out of my head, your confusion. She got me tripping
cause
this bitch bad.
Her body bang, your 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 body bang.
Her body banging, I love the way you moving. You got a nigga tripping, girl, you trying to make me lose it. Shorty shake that ass, she looking back at it. She take my breath away, just like an asthmatic. Her body banging, boy, you got me tripping out. Got everybody watching, girl, you a superstar. I get lost in your love, I need on start. Wait, where you perform, how you doing?
Do it like a porn star.
Banging, smoking. And I can't get out of my head. Get you out of my head. Your confusion. She got me tripping cause this bitch bad.
Her body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'. Your body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'. Her body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'. Her body bangin', who your body bangin', bangin'.
Her body bangin', you put me in a trance. She make bitches holy niggas close when she dance. Picture of perfection, niggas holler, she ain't checkin'. Her body bangin', automatic rappin'. Her body bangin', like a crippin' blood. You got a nigga hot, addicted like a drug. Just show a nigga love, back it up for a thug. Five star chick, baddest bitch in the club.
Her body bangin', smokin', and I can't get out of my head. Get you out of my head, your confusion. She got me trippin' cause this bitch bad.
Her body bangin', your body bangin', bangin'. Your body bangin', your body bangin', bangin'. Her body bangin', your body bangin', bangin'. Her body bangin', your body bangin', bangin'.
You already know what it is, man. That shit got me ready to go to the strip club.
So you feeling that? Hey, so you all feeling that shit, dog?
Hey, that shit got me ready to go to the strip club.
Got me ready
like
to go
trying to
the strip club.
You don't need to see them jiggly after that shit.
Yeah, man. You already know what it is, man. Her body banging. You dig?
Yeah. Y'all need to check the video when y'all get a chance too, dog.
So what's behind that track right there, man? I mean, where'd you see this girl that made you write a song about her?
Yeah, it was just one night, right? I was in the club, right? I was kind of fucked up, you know what I mean? I smoked a lot of weed that night, drank a lot of Hennessy. You see what I'm saying? Probably the only one, you know what I mean? But that's another story. But watch this. What had happened, right? I see this girl, dog. Her body is banging, dog. You know what I mean? And I just had to go up there and talk to her, but, like, too much niggas was around her, you know what I mean? But so I stand off a little while until I get close and I just, you know what I mean, raise them up, show a little one too, tell her a few things, a few nice sweet things, and then, you know what I mean? But it all started off with me staring, you know what I mean? At that banging ass body, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and now you got a song about it.
Yeah, but I never told you, see?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do, man. So look here, man. How long have you been an artist, Dolly Boy?
Dog, I've been an artist from like 06.
That's a long ass time.
Yeah. It's a long ass time, bro.
As far as your beats, man, who's doing them? Like, I mean, do you have any producers that you work with right now? Or?
Anybody. Right now, I'm working with Al Padrino. You see what I'm saying? I'm working with a lot of producers. Jimmy.
Killer Fang.
all type of nigga stuff.
Dessert.
For sure. You doing any collabos? You got any collabos or anybody you working with? Like, with teaming up?
I supposed to be doing a collabo with Billy Blue. I don't know if y'all know me out of Miami.
Yeah, I know who he is.
And one with Iceberg. Supposed to be, I don't know, some shit that at Reed Dollars. I don't know if y'all know that nigga.
Don't forget DJ Casper Banks.
Huh?
I said, you can't forget DJ Casper Banks. You know we got that collaboration coming.
You know that. Of course. All the way. I fuck with you 100%, dog. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're a real nigga, dog. You show me love. So I got to tell you.
They don't be listening.
You know
they don't be listening. I be trying to tell them, man. They don't be listening to me.
Did I say real niggas, no real niggas, dog?
Who's up?
That's right.
And I allergic to them fuck niggas.
Straight up. So that's what's up, man. So what you got coming here in the near future? As far as your project?
Wait, I work new mixtape, dog. I got a new mixtape I'm working on. See, I ain't fucking dropping no albums. You see what I'm saying? I ain't dropping no albums. You want to know why? Because I'm not signed. I don't have a deal. That don't make no sense. You see what I'm saying? So right now, I can just fuck up a mixtape straight through. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Kyle, you roll up the joint?
What'd you say?
The joint, my nigga. You gonna get right.
You already
know. We from the Bahamas, you know, dog. You see what I'm saying? We smoking that fucking...
Yeah.
We smoking that...
Y'all smoking that good, eh?
Fuck. Wiz Khalifa with his tight pants talking fuck, but we don't have no good weed.
Yeah, man. Straight up, man. That's what's up, man. So, you know, as far as the studio goes, man, you know what I'm saying? Like... You know, what gets you in your mood to write that hit song when you're in the studio or to perform, you know what I mean, to get it to where it need to be at? Like, when you go in the studio, what do you take with you?
When I go to the studio, what I take with me, that's a good question. I like that question. Let me tell you why. Because when I go to the studio, I have to have a raw blunt of weed, you know what I mean? A raw joint. I like to be real, I like to drink some Guinness, you know what I mean? You know what is Guinness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Guess what? I just was going to tell him that. Guess what?
What's that?
I drink, dog. It's like they pour water in your Guinness or something. It's weak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our Guinness thick as fuck and it's get you fucked right up. And
it
is fuck.
That thick Guinness, huh?
Hey. Nah, I got a question for you now, y'all. I want to know where Wiz Khalifa was thinking about, cause he say y'all weed was bad. What y'all weed over there? Y'all got different kinds. Y'all stick to one kind.
Let me tell you, y'all got that scientific shit, dog. We got that fucking cushion ping, dog. We got that. We got the fire dog. Is it like that?
Okay.
So I don't know what these niggas be talking about, but.
Yeah, I don't know what Wiz Khalifa was talking about there.
He needed something to say, man.
I think he just said the wrong person. The wrong person sold him weed, you see.
Okay.
Yeah, man. They probably sold him some straight grass. You know what I mean? Chopped him. They probably cut the grass and then gave him some grass out the bag. Like, there you go, fam.
Yeah, but guess what, though?
What was that?
Guess what, though? French Montana and fucking... Future company on the 14th. I open in a bitch, you see what I'm saying? Then after that, Young Jeezy will be up on the 22nd. Him, Casio, Billy Blue, Paul Greasy, Movado, and fucking with the next nigga name, and a couple other niggas, but they ain't important, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So when is this?
I know
new,
you know all them niggas who I got.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. We definitely hip, man. So when is your mixtape scheduled to drop, man? Or do you have a date for it yet?
Hey, you wouldn't believe. Guess what? I just about finished that shit, but I just taking my time. I ain't rushing, you know, because I just dropped a mixtape. You see what I'm saying? So I just more like chilling. But I, you know what? I fuck it. I can finish my new mixtape. You know what I mean? I can make a point to finish it. And I think I can let DJ Casper Banks host that bitch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But,
those mixtapes all day, fam. You know, we rocking with the Bahamas, man. Straight up. I got mad love for y'all over there, man.
Hey,
I mean, you're definitely putting the Bahamas on the map, though, man. You know what I mean? Like, out of every... you're the first artist I ever heard, you know what I'm saying, out of the Bahamas. As far as hip-hop.
Huh? I heard you say.
I said you're the first artist as far as hip-hop that I've heard out of the Bahamas. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the whole purpose of the show right here.
I feel like I started this shit, dog. I'm a veteran in this shit. You know what I mean? This history you're talking to right here, dog. I started this shit. You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
I think I was one of the f***ers of this shit.
For sure.
Yes, boy.
Hey, one more time, go ahead and put that contact information in their ear.
Hit me up at Twitter, DollyBoy242. At DollyBoy242. DollyBoy242. 242. Hit me up at DollyBoy242. One more time. Or hit me up on YouTube, DollyBoy, Dolly Dollars, Freeport Marlins. That's my click right there. My click consists of me, Hell, my dog Kyle, my dog Quay, my dog Slabs, my dog Yoshi, you know what I mean? My dog C Murder. You see what I said? All my niggas 100, dog.
For sure, man. Hey, man, come back anytime, man. Hey, we got like 4 more minutes left. I'm about to play that Keep It 100 track, and then we're going to go on here and go off the air tonight.
Hold on. Let me tell these niggas one thing. I know 100 killers. I fucked 100 models. I smoked 100 blunts. I popped 100 bottles. Now keep it 100. DJ Casper, keep it 100. That, you know what I mean? Cat Daddy, keep it 100. Drop that shit, dog.
Alright.
One time. All day. 242.
Free food.
Ha. Ha. Burn up. Dali. Dollar. Support.
Like a real nigga spoke up. Y'all ain't 100. Y'all just some lames and jokers. My niggas 100 and my click is super deep. Just off to sleep 100 feet like a centipede. My swagger 100. That's why niggas mad at me. My bitch look 100 and her pussy super sweet. I keep it 100 every block and every street. If you ain't 100, then your food is getting eat. My flow is 100 every track and every beat. I keep it 1000, nigga, cause I'm a G. Everything you thought about, I done it, nigga. The streets raise a kid, cause I'm 100, nigga.
I know 100 killers, I fucked 100 models. I smoked 100 bloods, I popped 100 bottles. But this nigga know how 100 feel. I need 100 mil. Keep shit 100. My kicks 100. My bitch 100. My click 100. My kids 100. My wife 100. My life 100. Do 100 years for the famine, though. Hey, shit to a G at heart, though. Yeah, walk with the gods, I'm God, though. And it's still real strong like 100 folks. You need 100, though. I know 100 zones with 100 choppers and 100 phones. That's 100 problems. 99 niggas plus me, motherfucker. That's 100 blows. It's like 100 spikes in my Louboutin. 100 dice in that proof of time. 50 pills and 50 bottles on cheer. I'm in a star seeing frogs in my Louis Vuitton. I'm Mel Petrino, yeah, bitch, you die. I know the whole Bahamas, I was never gone. Kept shit 100, yeah, I said 100. Two spirits behind them, number one, yeah. I know 100 killers, huh? I fucked 100 models, huh? I smoked 100 bloods, huh? I popped 100 bottles. I keep it 100, I keep it 100, I
I keep it 100.
Dolly boy, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you coming on here with us tonight, man.
Yeah, you see, don't watch nothing, dog. Y'all call me anytime, you know.
Okay.
DJ Cass,
sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yo.
You know I'm rocking with you, Dolly boy, man. Hey, you know what it is, man. You know how we get down, man. 24/7 grinding, man. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to be coming to the Bahamas real soon, man. We're going to get with it. You know, we're going to do what it do straight up, man. But other than that, man, y'all can definitely expect to hear more from Dolly Boy, rocking with your man's DJ Casper Banks. You know we're going to be rocking with my man Cat Daddy Underground Talk Radio. Salute, man.
All day. Fort Marlin.
All right, salute. You already know what it is around the world.
All the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's a wrap, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in tonight. You already know what it is.